Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bay 7-2. Our Mishnah wants to discuss what happens if the agreed upon amount isn't exactly how much is actually there in terms of the land that's being sold. So the problem that's going to crop up here is that, let's just say, you know, you're talking about a land the size of a base core. We'll call that, again, 5 acres, okay, of land. So, good, the guy says it's a 5 acre parcel, but if you measure it, it ends up being like, you know, 4.99 acres or 5.01 acres. So, you know, to give that last 0.01 acre back to the seller or not buy it leaves the seller with a tiny piece of property, which is useless. You can't plant such a small thing. That doesn't make economic sense. So our Mishnah base is going to say, I'm sort of oversimplifying for a second just so you see where this is going. If the space that was agreed upon is a little less than what was agreed upon, then you'll have to have a deduction of the price, basically, if it's, you know, if it passes certain thresholds. And if it's a little more, then essentially we make it the option of the seller. We're giving him the benefit here. The seller can decide either to just take back the property, the little small strip, or he can say, listen, I'm not taking that tiny bit of strip. You have to take it too, and you have to pay a little extra, you know, within proportion, you know, to get that extra little bit of land. That's the gist of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah will define exactly what are the thresholds of acceptability in terms of at what point do these rules kick in, and so on. So the Mishnah says, base kor afrani mochelach, say like the previous Mishnah also said that, started that way. So Reuven selling Shimon a base kor of land, and again, it's afar, meaning has to be, you know, that's how much he has to get, just that amount. If he says mida bechevel, meaning precisely measured. So when I say a base kor, I meant like 1.000 base kors of land. So then they have to measure it. And pichas kol shehu yinakeh. When they measure it, if it turns out they thought it was a base core, but in the end it was only, you know, 0.99 of a base core, so that extra, the missing 0.01% has to be reimbursed. So this would be a deduction of 1% of the price, and the money has to go back to the purchaser. Okay, what about if it's hoser kol shehu? What if it's a little bit more? So it's like 1.01 base core. So then yachazir. Yachazir means return it, but in this context here, yachazir means that the buyer will have to give a little extra money, ironically. So he's not stuck with a little tiny strip of land. And more of that in just a moment. So just hold your thoughts with that. It is a strange expression, but just wait. Im Amar says the next part of the mission, like case B. Im Amar hein chasar hein yaser. If he didn't say we're measuring it precisely, we say more or less. Hein chasar hein yaser means literally whether a little less, a little more. So more or less a base core. So then, if you pichas rova l'sa'a, ohose rova l'sa'a, even if it's a little bit not quite right, I'll save you the math here and just say this ends up being 1/24th. Okay, a rova of a sa'a is a 1/24th of a base core, so a 1/24th is like 4.2%. So meaning, if you said it's about, I'm telling you about a base core, and it's, you know, there's a variance of less than 4.2%, 1/24th, so then higio. It's done. The deal is done. The sale is done because we said approximately, and it is approximately, okay? But yaser mikan, if the variance is more than that, so now we need to do a true up because that's too much. That's not close enough anymore. So then yaser cheshbon, we do the math and we do the correction as need be. Mahu machser lo, what does he return to him? Meaning, what must the buyer give back to the seller? So that we're saying the buyer gives him money. In other words, this is, again, a strange expression. What it means is, if, you know, we said we have a 4.2% allowance of variance. So if it turns out it's 1.05 base core, so it's an extra 5% bigger than we thought. So then the buyer has to add an extra 5% to the purchase price and get that extra bit of land. Because the alternative would be to force the seller to get back this little strip of land, which is not really useful in and of itself. And he's stuck with, you know, a useless piece of land that's not fair. V'im ratza. But if the seller wants, again, the option is that with the seller. If the seller wants, he can say, you know what? I didn't realize it was actually as big as that. I'll take that extra strip for myself. You keep exactly 1.000, and the little bit of extra I'll keep for myself, and I'll use it for, you know, whatever my, you know, I just always want that little strip of land to grow myself a palm tree. Okay. V'lama amru machzilo ma'os. Why did we say that it's within the option of the seller to say, I want to get a little extra money, as opposed to just canceling the deal or making it be exactly the right amount, leaving the seller with a little bit of strip of land. Liyapos kocho shel mocher, because you want to give the seller the upper hand for the reasons I just explained, because we don't want the seller to be stuck with a useless piece of land. But Once the discrepancy is big enough that what's the overage, the extra piece of land, is big enough to just be justified for its own uses. And if you recall back to the first chapter of this Masechta, we talked about how big is a strip of land for a sadeh, for a field that has a din chalukah, it's useful on its own. And the din there was 9 kabin. 9 kabin is basically 1.5 sa'ah. Okay, well, let me say that. 9 kabin is 9 kabin. It's a volume, but there are 180 kav in a base kor. So 9 out of 180 works out to being a full 5%. But at that point, it's not really a matter of percentage. It's a matter of this area called 9 kabin, base tisha kabin. At that point, that's basically like 3,750 square amos. That's something like 1,000 square meters, a dunam. You can think of it as basically something approaching the size of an Olympic swimming pool. So then that's usable as a field. Uvagina, if it's not used for planting grain, but rather for growing vegetables. So then base chatzikav. Chatzikav is going to be 1/360th of the base kor in size. But it's not, again, it's not a relative measure, it's an actual measure. So in other words, the chatzi base kav, you're talking something which is going to be like 50 square meters roughly, which is like the size of, say, like 4 parking spots in America, something like that. Kedivrei Rabbi Akiva, base rova. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's even a quarter of a kav, a base kav. So that's like a half of that. So again, you're talking like something like 25 square meters, 5 by 5 meters, like, say, 2 parking spots, something like that. So then it's useful as a vegetable patch. If that's the case, machzir lo es akarka. So then that amount of land is useful. Therefore, the seller has to take the excess land back. He gets to keep the excess land, I should say, and he can't charge any extra. The buyer just gets exactly what he purchased. Let's call it the base saw. Excuse me, the base core, and he pays exactly what he agreed to. V'loes arova bilvadhu machzir ella es kol hamosar. The Mishnah speaks out here that once we're doing a correction, it's not that like that little wiggle we had, because he said about a base. If he says about a base core, therefore that, you know, that 4.2% variance that was allowed, we don't just do a correction past 4.2. Once we're correcting, we correct down to the exact, you know, square centimeter, so to speak, as much as we, as precise as we can be. The rest is returned back to the seller, and the buyer gets exactly what he bargained for, as close as we can measure it.